side and the desk would be on the back side.
Oh, I see.
And it'd be just like you sitting in a seat and this table would be the front part of another desk.
Uh-huh. And how many desks would they have?
Well, it depends on how long the building was. Uh-huh. If you had 30 children, you'd have to have 15, 18 seats. And if you had 15, of course, a long time ago,
they didn't. 15 desks, too.
Uh-huh. There'd be a small, you'd take a small house and they'd have a row down center and a row on each side. There'd be three rows, but there might not be over 6 or 8 seats to the row, you know. Uh-huh.
But now they'd have to have as many desks as they did seats.
Yeah, they'd be all the same. See, they'd be, now your back seat, uh-huh, on the back row would be just like a chair.
Uh-huh.
But then the next one would have a table. Mm-hmm. Would have a, just like this, yes. Mm-hmm. Just like I'd be sitting here, I'd be, and I'd have my drawers in on here, and I'd have the where I write and be up here, and then I have my inkwell on here, and my, where I put my pencil and chalk and everything. But the back of your plate would be up there, and that's where I'd pull your pigtail.
That's where you pull my pigtail.
Well, and you'd sit up there with your back to me,
uh-huh,
but you'd be on the front part of the seat. The front part of the seat that you sit on would be the front part of my desk.
Uh-huh.
But my back part of my seat would just be like a chair back there, because,
uh-huh,
I wouldn't need all that back there, because,
uh-huh,
you'd have to buy, if you're going to have three rows, you'd have three seats across that, wouldn't have no drawers and wouldn't have no desk to it. They'd just be the back. Just be the,
uh-huh,
back. You'd put,
uh-huh,
just like a chair back.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't need none of that other.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way there was two of them. You know, they would sit double.
Uh-huh.
And most of the time, they'd be two boys sit together, two girls, and,
uh-huh,
whatever they wanted. They didn't sit half and half like they do now.
Uh-huh.
Not too much. They were too bashful.
That's too bashful, huh?
Yeah, I think they
were. What would they call a building that's just built specially for books?
Well, the library, but they didn't have too much. I guess they did have a few libraries in these big cities they accumulated a few books and,
uh-huh,
had a few books, but just the ordinary country schoolhouse, they didn't have no library. And most people, I think, learned more anywhere else just from the blackboards.
Uh-huh.
And the teachers write their lessons on the blackboard, and very few books that they had in 1800s, around 18. Well, Daddy went to school around 1870 and 75, along in there, and he said they didn't have no books. They just,
uh-huh,
what they learned, they just had learned from the blackboard.
Uh-huh.
And they learned to write on the blackboard, and they learned to read. She'd write the lessons out on the board, and they'd all learn to read that, and she'd rub it out and write another the next day. And then the next day she'd get married, and then they'd get another teacher. And then he wouldn't go back the next day. And he didn't learn very much. None of them did, for that part, but they didn't go to school much. They didn't think it necessary, and the parents didn't think it necessary, and they weren't interested. They got to go hunting, or they'd got to do something else. And they wasn't able, and had to walk, and the roads was bad, and the creeks were swelled up, and the girls had to help the mama wash, and they weren't interested. And they moved today, and they'd be somewhere else tomorrow, and they'd have to be a new school. And the teachers quit. They didn't all get married. But they didn't learn much. Not
did
them
you
days.
Ever hear him call a woman teacher a school mom?
Yeah, school mom. That was an old name. Now, you take you. In olden days, in 1875, 80, they called you a school. They called you mama all the time. Everybody called you mama. You'd just be called a school mom. Or wouldn't be called a school mom. You'd just be called a girl mom. They wouldn't call you more. If they didn't know who you were, they'd say mom to you all the time.
Oh, they would.
Uh-huh, they would. Until they, if they learned who you was, and if they found out that you might would talk to them or go with them somewhere, and then they'd call you by your name, but they'd call you mom all the time, just like, you know, that was polite.
Mm-hmm.
That was polite. And then if you were a school teacher, they'd all call you school mom.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and men and everybody, school mom, would be a school mom. Well, she was school mom. She was school mom over about 15 children. They'd be probably that many.
Mm-hmm.